Malcolm Turnbull in New York next week. It will be their first face-to-face meeting since that heated phone call at the start of Trump's presidency. To sport now, and West's Tigers captain Aaron Woods has denied widespread reports that he's agreed to terms to play with Canterbury next season. Speaking publicly for the first time since the expiry of Friday's contract deadline with the Tigers, Woods told the Big Sports Breakfast he wasn't bothered about being booed by Tigers fans. He says his future will probably be decided later this week. Cronulla captain Paul Gallen says he doesn't know how Canterbury coach Des Hasler can get away with barring his players from next week's City Country match in Mudgee. Country Rugby League officials are furious at the coach's call. Scans today will determine the extent of Gareth Widdop's knee injury after the in-form St George Illawarra playmaker was hurt during yesterday's 13-12 extra time loss to the Roosters. And Bernard Tomic has won his first tennis match in 3 months, beating Dustin Brown in Spain. Meantime, Stan Stosur has been knocked out of the first round in Stuttgart. Sydney weather, partly cloudy, but there's a wet and windy cold front on the way this afternoon. Top temps of 22 in the city and 21 in the west. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Personal trainer with the Australian Institute of Personal Trainers. June intakes now open across Sydney. Search AIPT today, RTO 32363. Now, Seven Hills M7, M2, we've got an accident involving a truck northbound lane 2. Significant delays there at the moment. Roselle, Victoria Road approaching Terry Street, 3-car accident eastbound with Bankstown. Canterbury Road at Claribel Street, we've got an accident eastbound direction also. Delays up to 20 minutes through that area for buses, so just be mindful of that. The Air New Zealand sale has landed at Flight Centre. Fly to LA, return $1,145. More destinations on sale. Visit flightcentre.com.au. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
New South Wales Country Racing just keeps getting better, and this Sunday, Tamworth is fully charged. The $100,000 Tamworth Cup is the feature on a card carrying Country Showcase prize money. Catch our Racing HQ preview at 10, then Tamworth Cup Day this Sunday on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio just loves bringing you the latest in racing,
particularly all the winners.
Dirty, I didn't take that $4. Yeah. Richard York, he's rock bottom odds now, but I still think he'll win.
Richard of York is starting to extend clear at the end of the mile and a half.
On Saturday morning, Racing HQ will be chock full of trainer and jockey interviews from 7. Then at 8, Ron Duffercy and Ray Thomas preview every Hawkesbury race.
HQ Saturday also presents a comprehensive preview of the big Doomben meeting with Bernadette Cooper.
Your best possible Saturday start. Sky Sports Radio.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it.
See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks worth of the man shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. Sean Tysco with you at 10:07. We've got racing today, of course, at Canterbury. 7 races there. Let's see how the track's looking. Craig and Greg Carmody joins me now. Good morning, Greg.
Yeah, good morning to you, Sean.
What sort of a day have we got? Good looking one?
Yeah, cracking day, actually. A little bit windy now. It wasn't windy earlier, but the wind's picked up and we got clear sunny skies.
Well, that'd be the perfect drying conditions for you, wouldn't it?
Yes, most definitely, Sean. We're going to start on a soft 5 today with a 10-0 of 5.05.
Yeah.
And, all looking good. Rails at 3 metres.
3 metres the entire circumference?
Yep.
All righty. Now, where's that in relation to previous meetings? Has it been shifted at all?
Yeah, we were in the true position for Easter Monday, which was 10 days ago.
Yep.
So it's gone out 3 metres.
Yeah, has the track stood up?
Yeah, good. We haven't raced, obviously, because we've been off with the international horses here. So, the grass coverage is great. And, the damage from last week was all right, but we've moved just outside it. So, it's in good shape.
Now, for a useless little bit of trivia, Greg, for people at home listening, how long does it take you guys to shift a rail out 3 metres and tyre circumference?
With the full staff of eight, about 5 hours.
I thought it'd be somewhere close to that. It's a fair bit of work, isn't it?
No, it is, Sean. It's you know, the rail movements obviously help with the recovery and, you know, to get the best possible surface that's available.
Yeah, terrific. Well, today, all good. Beautiful day, soft five, the rail out through the entire circuit, and a great day's racing. Good to catch up with you, Greg.
No worries, Sean. Thank you.
Greg Carmody there, the track manager at Canterbury, and joining us now, Paul Joyce. How are you, Paul?
Welcome back, Sean. Lovely to have you with us again, and a beautiful autumn day in Sydney. Looking forward to getting out to Canterbury, and I tell you what, you want to be watching the first race today. I think there's a couple of future stakes horses going around there. Interested to hear what Ray Thomas thinks.
Well, Ray's with us as well. Morning, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Sean and Paul. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, Paul's 100% right. The first is only a small field, intriguing race. Smallish fields all day today, Sean, but isn't it good to see beautiful autumn sunshine and hopefully an improving soft five track?
Well, the man will know whether the markets have supported the prospect of good horses is Glenn Munsey. How are you, Muns?
Oh, very good. Thank you, Shawnee. Welcome back. Morning, Ray. Or it should be the shake today, having an owner, having a runner at Canterbury. And, Pa, you're being toey for this meeting for a couple of days. Paul?
Yes, I have been. No, Muns is spot on. I don't want to interrupt the great man. Keep going, Muns.
Oh, no. I'm just going to say, I'll tell you what, they've put it on like suntan lotion in a couple of races here today. And one of them is the first, and I think this is the perfect case of the bookie versus the punter, because we'll go through the market on the first, which is the Highland Race Colours here. This is a three-year-old filly's benchmark 67 over 1,250. We've got In Times of War at $3.50 with blinkers on today. Slow Burn odds on at $1.70. Lady Dane at 10. Angerad at 17. Siskin is a $6.50 chance, and Paris for Me came out this morning 6 cents a win and 8 cents a place. And I say this is a perfect case of bookie versus the punter. Slow Burn went up $2.50, equal favourite within Times of War. Now, there was some money for it dribbling through to last night. It got a little trim in to $2.30 last night. It went back up $2.20 this morning. They pushed it to as much as $2.40 at 25 past eight. At 9 o'clock, somebody rang a bell and they said, righto, let's start backing Slow Burn. They took $2.25 at 9 o'clock. They're now taking $1.70 at 10 past 10, and they're quite happy to let you on it. So I just think the boys in the office think this is well under the odds now, this last start winner, Slow Burn. And you don't see it often, boys. Lesbridge backing a horse up 9 days after it's had its first run in a race.
Yeah, Muns, it's certainly an interesting one, and even the fact we've only got five runners and the two favourites have drawn the two outside gates. So it's a little bit tricky as to where they get. Siskin from Barrier 1, well, she showed plenty of pace to lead throughout at Newcastle first up. She's got the blinkers on as well. So where they all settle here, Ray, a bit up in the air for me, as Slow Burn's obviously drawn outside all of them, but perhaps that's actually the best spot to be because it'll give Tim Clark a couple of options in the early stages.
Yeah, he needs to make a decision, doesn't he, Paul? Because, as you said, Siskin will hold that rail. In Times of War was ridden aggressively from a wide-ish gate first up. Couldn't cross Miss Debutant. They ran the 1-2 that day. Blinkers go on in Times of War. So Tim Clark's got a decision to make whether he tries to cross in Times of War early or perhaps eases back and takes a sit behind it, because I think Siskin will lead, as Paul indicated. Look, I think these two fillies are high quality. I'm sure they're the ones that Paul was referring to earlier, and that's Slow Burn and In Times of War. As Mun said, $1.70 now, she's rock bottom odds, Slow Burn. But, look, I just think she just needs a touch of luck early. Tim Clark will be decisive, make that decision whether to go forward and try and cross In Times of War, take the sit. I think she's good enough to still get the job done here. What impressed me most about her debut win was when Noir made the challenge on the home turn. Slow Burn kicked into overdrive and put four lengths on that filly. She was super impressive on debut. I think she can go two from two here. In Times of War, though, will definitely improve off that first up effort at Canterbury when, as I said, she couldn't quite cross Miss Debutant Hilly. They ran 1-2 the whole way, only beaten less than a half length. Blinkers go on here. Quality filly in the making. Number three, Lady Dane, an interesting runner. She'll probably take the sit behind these leaders here, and her two efforts this prep have been excellent at Warwick Farm. Last start, just failed to run down California Arch, who's a smart type, and Siskin absolutely bolted in to win her her maiden at Newcastle. This is obviously a tougher ask, but she looked good that day. Really intriguing opener, Paul. I've got two Slowburn on top from 1, 3 and 5.
Yeah, pretty much the same order, 2, 1, 5 and 3. I'm a massive Slowburn fan. Obviously a good result there on debut. Of what I've seen at the trial, she looks to me like a stakes horse, and then she did it at the races. She should win again today. I agree she's in now to a rock bottom price of $1.70. I think the 250 was probably about right, if not a bit generous. But I'd expect that market to swing back around again. The money will come, I think, for In Times of War and perhaps even Siskin. So just if you've missed those early odds, I'd just be a bit patient now and wait until we get closer to race time. The one In Times of War, Blinker's going on first time. An interesting gear change. She hasn't really done anything wrong at 4 starts to 8. She's just always found one a touch better. So maybe this will give her that extra half length she's looking for. The 5, Siskin, as Ray said, brilliant first up win. Won by 4.5 lengths. Generally, that sort of form would have you come into this race as a favourite. But that just goes to show the depth in this little field today. And number 3, Lady Dane. Well, she'll be much better back on what's getting close to a good track. She definitely doesn't fire on the soft or heavy. So she's another one who, under normal circumstances, would be right in the mix. 2, 1, 5 and 3, definitely the most intriguing race of the day. And we'll know very early on in the day how good Slowburn is.
All right, now race 2, we've got a full field here, Munns.
Yeah, this is the Ranvet here. Three-year-olds and upwards benchmark 67 over 1550, and compared to the first, can't give away a free ticket on the second. We've got Miss His Kalachi here with a nearside bubble cheeker on, a cross noseband on, and a lugging bit on, having its first start in the country here at a $6 quote. Speed Hero at $4.60. Never Back Down at $6. Savan at $3.90. Sahara Eagle at $4.40. And Ardanza at $9.50. As I said, interest is basically zero here. One punter speared straight in and took the 380 Savan first thing this morning. The boys give it a trim. They've had a reassessment and they've pushed it back past its original quote of $3.80 to $3.90. The only other horse there is some money for is Ardanza. Went up as much as 17. I don't know whether the punters that took $301 about it with tab.com.au won its first race at Newcastle are playing up some of the winnings.
Yeah, possibly, Mun. I've become a bit of a convert anyway. Look, speed-wise here, we've got Never Back Down and Sahara Eagle, the two leaders. Savan maps to get the lovely run in the box seat. And then we have Ardanza, Speed Hero. And I'm assuming his Kalachi's ridden quietly. His best form overseas is obviously over further. So anyway, Ray, that's the way I've mapped them.
Yeah, that's the key, I think, Paul. Savan does look to get the gun run here. Look, she was good enough first up on that heavy track over 1,300 behind California Archer and Lady Dane. I'm convinced that's pretty decent form. When she got to a mile at her debut preparation, she broke a maiden at Kembla Grange, and it was a really tough effort beating Drakenfels from the Godolphin camp. She then went to Melbourne and was Group 3 placed behind Eleanor and the Ethereal. So she's got definite ability. Savan, lightly raced, on the improve. That first up run, excellent. Out to 1550 here is the key. And as Paul suggested, she's just going to get the right run. She'll get every possible chance here, Savan. I've got her on top from the big watch horse, number 1, His Kalachi. I liked the trial, Paul. That was a sweet redemption trial at Randwick, and he was in between runners, sort of second half of that field, and he wasn't really tested going to the line. It looked like he had plenty up his sleeve, but as you pointed out, Paul, his form in England is at 2,000 metres and beyond, but watch for him getting home hard. Never Back Down, likes Canterbury, comes off a really tough effort at Kembla Grange when he was beaten narrowly in a three-way go behind Nemrud. Look, he doesn't win often, but at this track he generally races well and the soft track conditions suit him. And Speed Hero was dominant at Kembla 2 runs back. Probably had his chance at Warwick Farm last start, but he stayed at 1,400 metres that day. Getting out to 1,550 will certainly suit him here, but I thought number 4, Savan, had plenty of upside, Paul. I'll stick with her in the second. 4, 1, 3 and 2.
Yeah, look, it wouldn't surprise me if any of these won, which is why I've gone wide. I went 6, 4, 2 and 5 on with Ardanza, the horse that's been back from 17 into 950. She did win as a 100-1 pop there on debut at Newcastle, but watching the replay, she missed the start quite badly. She then was ridden for luck and got the inside run, but C. Bloom, who's a very promising horse of James Cummings, says it had the race shot to bits, and Ardanza managed to chase it down and get up right on the line, and she was strong going through the line. So the 1550 at her second start suits, and I just thought she was the value runner in what I thought was a very even race. Number four, Savanne, back on top of the ground with that Group 3 form from the Ethereal Stakes. She really is a huge threat, mapping to get the run of the race. Number two, Speed Hero, he'll get the last crack at them here over the 1550. And number five, Sahara Eagle. Well, here's a horse who we all had a boom on last prep after finishing second to Royal Navy on debut. It's just taken him a few more runs than we thought to break through. But now that he's done it, there's no reason he won't go on with it. I've gone 6, 4, 2, and 5.
All right, we go to the third and pull out number one, Chalk.
Yeah, the Casino Prince at Vinery here, a three-year-old set weight maiden over 1,100 metres, and Chalk is not there. Although, if you had a look at Trunner Doombit on Saturday, it won't be a maiden for too much longer. The deduction there for yesterday when it came out, 10 cents a win and nothing the place. Dream I Can with blinkers on today at $17. Epirus Bow with earmuffs on is a $13 chance. Free Sky at $5.50. Symbolism at $4.80. Decepticon at $2.30 and favourite. Noir is a $4.80 chance. And Playbook with the blinkers on at $19. One of the better back runners on the program here, Decepticon. Touch and go with Slow Burn in the first. In fact, if you compare them, there is $252 more on Slow Burn at this stage than there is on Decepticon. But it did go up as much as $5 with Chalk in the field. Was into $3 when Chalk came out. It opened $2.50 this morning and is now the $2.30 favourite. A stack of people in the ownership here, along with, of course, Australian Bloodstock, were in slow pace yesterday. So a massive 24 hours for a number of people here with Decepticon.
Yeah, it's the interesting runner, Munns, for sure. Look, she's shown good speed at the trials and she'll obviously go forward here. At least that's what most people have on their map. Symbolism, Free Sky, who's been gelded and got the blinkers on. And the other one that goes forward looks to be Noir. So even though it's a small field here, Ray, there's four runners that could go forward, and that's not including Dream I Can, who's got blinkers on first time as well.
Yeah, look, another good little race this, Paul. Look, I'm going with the two horses who have trialled brilliantly. That's Free Sky and Decepticon. I'm going to lean towards Free Sky, but only just. I just feel this horse with the race experience that might just stand him in good stead here. He'll cross, probably settle outside Decepticon. Loved his recent Warwick Farm trial to prepare for his return when he comfortably defeated Costa Line and Baser. Last spring, he was third to Gibraltar Girl here at Canterbury when he resumed. So he's got ability, knows the track, and Gibraltar Girl's gone on to bigger things since. He's been gelded, as Glenn said, and he's come back a pretty smart type, I think, Free Sky. I'm leaning his way just from number six, Decepticon, who, well, she's got abundant speed. Riser says, Paul, which she won her recent Newcastle trial by 2 lengths. I think they forgot to put the one in front of it because she was a mile in front in that trial. She was at least 10 lengths in front of the 200. She's won by about 6 or 7 on the line. Goes to the races for the first time here, is drawn inside Free Sky, and just the way she moves, she does everything right. Big, strong filly, she'll be hard to beat here. Really good clash between two horses who have been super impressive at their barrier trials, preparing for their return. Number seven, Noir, at least has the fitness edge. Look, she had her chance against Slow Burn at Canterbury last start, but was no match for that filly. But she's 2 starts, 2 seconds. She's done well on each occasion, gets her chance here. And another one of the Chris Waller's Symbolism. Tried hard on debut in the Slow Burn Noir race. Has a bit to make up to get past even Noir here, but she should go in your top four. Free Sky on top here, Paul, from Decepticon. Terrific little contest here. I've gone 4, 6, 7, and 5.
Yes, Ray, same numbers, different order, 5, 6, 7, and 4. I'm basically approaching it the opposite way, going with the race experience and the 5 Symbolism. Look, I thought she was probably better than Noir when they clashed at Canterbury 2 weeks ago. Symbolism, to me, just got held up at the top of the straight, whereas Noir was already out chasing Slow Burn, and then Slow Burn dropped both of them. And I thought Symbolism did well to keep finding the line. And being her first start, I think she'll improve more than Noir, who was having her second start. So that's why I'm leaning towards the 5 Symbolism over the 6 Decepticon. To me, she just looks like a natural speedster. She's a lovely big type, a little bit green at times, but you expect that in the trial. Just to see how she handles race conditions today, you're taking a short price to find out. But if you like her, I'm definitely not steering you off that track. The 7 Noir, as I said, just had a chance behind Slow Burn. Symbolism, I thought, better than her last start, so I'm putting her for third. And Free Sky, Ray, the only query I've got are these trials on the synthetic Warwick Farm track. Now, yeah. I just don't find them really reliable. All you can go on is is the horse's action, and Free Sky looked to have a beautiful action in that trial. And as you know, if the money comes in today, he's a reduced choice out of Hasna, and they've gelded him. So it was obviously a big call to make to geld this three-year-old. 5, 6, 7, and 4 for me in the third.
Now the fourth, the Tab Handicap, and we're going to full field here, Munz.
Yeah, sorry, Sean. Paul, you say about the synthetic track. Well, Decepticon's last trial at Newcastle was on the synthetic track there.
Exactly, Munz. And I'm wondering why they got the margin wrong there. Because
I reckon the margin
was a bigger gap than 2 lengths.
Yeah, I reckon the margin is 7, yeah. And I'm only can say that somebody's written a 2 that resembled a 7,
yeah.
And they've passed it on to the office or whatever like that. Because it's much further than 2 lengths. But
it was 7 easing down, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was about 10 or 12 in front.
Well, no, I reckon it was 7 if you have a look at and someone might have just taken it down as a typo, or when they've transferred it from the sheet that someone's handed on to the office to be put into the system, the 2 may have looked like a 7 or whatever like that. I can tell you what, the boys have just turned it to $2.40 anyway. So another one they're prepared to let you on here at the moment. Sorry, Sean.
No worries, one. So on to the next, the fourth, the Tab Handicap full field. No changes.
Yeah, benchmark 72 over 1900 here. The toppy is Nothing Box at $3.20 in favourite. Multitude with blinkers on today at $5.50. Ascot Red at 19. We've got Wugok at $5. Show'em at $6. Sovereign Airs an $8 chance. Super B at 16. Red Jabawi at 17. And Shoe Peg is a $16 chance. Not a great deal separating Nothing Box and Red Jabawi here. Nothing Box 330 into 320 today after going up 420. Red Jabawi 26 into 17. It's not massive, but there's support for both of them. And Sovereign Air, they line up on it again. It's been well backed every run it's had this time in. Went up a $13 chance this morning, is now an $8 chance, and it's third pick.
Yeah, well, I think Wugok will lead them. It's been working for him his past two victories. The two horses that may give him a bit of stick, Multitude's got the blinkers back on for Gay Wardhouse and Adrian Pott, and Nothing Box, stablemate for Wugok. Well, I'd expect they'll box seat on him if Wugok goes forward, Ray. So that's how I've got the first three settling in race four.
Yeah, genuine tempo, Paul?
I would expect so, yes.
Yeah, well, that hopefully will suit Sovereign Air. I know he's a horse that you like, Paul, and at Warwick Farm last start, look, I thought it was a super. He just got into an awkward spot inside runners well back in the field at a vital point of the race when you had to be going forward at about the 600. When he eventually got to the outside, the race had basically, they were off and gone in front of him, but he sort of really motored the line late, particularly that last 100 metres. That was his second run back after the long spell. He's improving all the time. The firmer track conditions here suit. Has had one start previously at the Canterbury 1900, and it was a super effort coming home hard, run a close third. I loved him at the $13. I thought he was overs there. $8, that's okay. Still go each way, Sovereign Air. He'll be hard to beat here in a race where it's pretty open. Number two, Multitude. The key here is the blinkers going back on. He seemed to sort of lose his way there in the Kiseki Dane race at Canterbury last start, and I thought he was on about six, but he got going in late to finish third. He's certainly much fitter now for three runs back from the spell. Blinkers back on. Still gets in well with Nick Haywood's claim. Nothing Box, you can't knock him. His form's tremendous. Getting out to 1,900 metres, just a slight query, but in saying that, he was very strong late over a mile on a heavy 10 at Warwick Farm last start. Had 21 days between runs, but a little barrier trial just to keep him up to the mark. He's certainly going very, very well. Just that slight query about him at the mile. And Red Jabawi, his horse always seems to race well here at Canterbury. Last start was zooming home late in the Beretta race, getting out to his favourite course and trip day, the 1900, and no surprise, there's been some money for him at odds. Sovereign Air each way in the fourth, Paul. The key, the tempo. 6 on top from 2, 1, and 8.
Yeah, look, I'm going 4, 1, 7, 6. I'm sticking with the 4. Wugok to lead all the way. Won by 7.5, 2 starts to go, and there's been big gaps to the third horse on each occasion. He then went to Warwick Farm again, 1 by 2 lengths, with 3.5 lengths back to third. So he's winning well, but he's gapping the rest of them as also, which is always a good sign. Chris Waller trained. Tommy Berry should dictate from the front, and I think around Canterbury, Wugok gets every chance to make it 3 from 3 today. The stablemate Nothing Box, hard to fault his form, as Ray said. He's been in the money at all 4 runs this prep. I think he'll get an easy 1900 from that draw. He's right in the mix. All the value players, the 7 Super B, consistent without winning, but ridden quietly today. He'll be charging up late, as will the 6 Sovereign Air, who Ray covered off in depth. 4, 1, 7, and 6 for me in the fourth.
All right, we move on to race five, and we've got a full field of nine here, Munt.
Yes, and this is the Bowman's Office Furniture. The benchmark 73 for three-year-old entires and geldings. 1,200 metres here. Hit the Mark is a $5 chance. Randiki at 12. Coolcraft is a $7.50 chance. Cosmopol, interesting to get the owner's comments here, at $6. We've got Radical Impact at 16. Slick Speed, scratch yesterday to run here at 15. Ozark, $3.60 and favourite. El Cid at 5, and not a hint scratch from, I think you'll find, may have been Gosford yesterday. It's a $34 chance. Not a savage betting race here. The best supported runner is Radical Impact. He went up 18, he's into 16. There's been basically no moves whatsoever today.
Speed-wise here, interesting. Hit the Mark, we'll try and get across and lead them. But drawn inside, Cosmopol, a Radical Impact, and also Ozark. So genuine tempo over the 1,200, and Ray Thomas, tell us, how is Cosmopol going?
He's going well, boys, and had a little email from Team Hawks. They're pretty happy with him. He comes off that trial on Friday at Warwick. I'm only a four-horse trial, but he wasn't let go by Tommy Berry, and he was cruising into third behind Invincible Beale, and he's coming up well. Look, I went towards Coolcraft primarily at the odds yesterday. It was $8.50 to $5 Coolcraft compared to Cosmopol there. Much closer now, but I thought at the odds there, Coolcraft was the better gamble. He's into $7.50. This horse does go well fresh, particularly enjoys racing here at Canterbury. And look, I think with even luck in running with a decent tempo up front, Coolcraft can be hitting the line hard. And the $7.50, I wouldn't take any less, but at those odds, I think he'd be very hard to beat. Before Cosmopol, look, he has led and won previously, Paul, at Canterbury. And look, whether he's got the speed to hold that inside gate and lead, we'll find out. But at the very least, he'll be third defence with run of the race stuff. And his two trials is coming up well and may just need the run, but he'll be hard to beat. One Hit the Mark, very fit, in form, and comes off a really good effort last start at Warwick Farm behind the in-form Sweet Serendipity. And number two, Randiki, did get all the favours with that miraculous inside run at Gosford last start, but underrated horse, and interesting that Glenn said there'd been a good move for him at odds. Three, Coolcraft on top, but give Cosmopol strength, number four, the danger. 3, 4, 1, and 2 in the fifth, Paul.
So we'll just box up the trifecta, eh? That'll pay all right for us here. Okay. I've got 1, 4, 3, and 7. So we've got the same three in the box trifecta. When we hit the Mark on top, I just think he'll run a really cheeky race. If he can get across and lead, he can get away with this for Rachel King. She's riding in terrific form, and she gets the 2 kilos off. This horse loves the 1,200 metres. He's had 6 starts at it and finished in the Pinella 5 times. He's been to this track and distance on 3 times and finished runner-up twice. So he likes Canterbury, he likes a dry track. He just has to find the front for me. Number four, Cosmopol. I think he'll box Cedar's race head if he can't hold that inside running. He looks to come back even better furnished, I suppose, Ray, with that nearly a year off. He's obviously had a couple of niggling problems. But, yeah, he looked a big boy at that last trial at Warwick Farm. As I said, it's a synthetic trial, so I don't take too much attention, but I did like his action, and physically he looked terrific. The three, Coolcraft, no trial, but always runs well fresh, as Ray covered. And the 7 Ozark, the favourite. Well, I nearly left him out of my top four as well, Ray. So maybe there's a little bit of a reason to go around the favourite here. I've gone 1, 4, 3, and 7 in the fifth.
Okay, we move on now to race 6, the tab.com.au handicap. Now, 1 Il Mio Destino, 7 No Interest, 9 Brulé, and 11 Express Pointer out.
Yeah, so this is a new market. Express Point came out around about 20 past 9 this morning. It was a $12 chance at that stage. So we've got Il Mio Destino out on Monday. 2 cents to win nothing the place. Dagny is the $2.50 favourite. Lead Me Astray at $7.50. Marum with blinkers on, but the nose roll off at $6.50. All in the Reflexes at $19. Dixie Chick $4.20. No